If you've been wanting to work with me one-on-one, this is for you. If you're an ambitious woman balancing the demands of motherhood and your career, or you're a business owner and you're done talking about your challenges and you are determined not only to find a solution, but to feel alive and energized while getting the support you need, I've got you. There's nothing more frustrating than asking for help only to feel like it's one more thing added to your to-do list. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/focus. Take 2 minutes, fill out the application to work with me one-on-one, and we'll be in touch. One of my strengths and what my clients always tell me is I have a gift of looking at your current situation and showing you exactly where you need to focus to get the results your soul is craving. My work is designed to empower women like you to reclaim your capacity, increase profits, and strengthen your relationships. Join the countless women already seeing incredible results. Picture having me by your side every step of the way, ensuring your success. Visit Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/focus, and apply today. That's heatherchauvin.com/focus.
What it really takes to create space for yourself. Do you want to cultivate a parent-child relationship you are proud of? Do you understand why your children actually won't listen to you when you're yelling? Do you know how to deepen the connection with you and your child without actually having to spend more time with them? And how to implement a boundary without feeling the guilt hangover? Do you understand the difference between punishment versus consequence? And do you know what to do when you and your partner want to parent differently? I'm answering all of these questions in a super simple, easy, and effective parenting mini course on understanding your children's behavior. We start June 17th, and guess what? It is only $27. So head on over to momisincontrol.com/sign up and learn about the details. Okay, ladies, I'm back, and today let's talk about space. And I have many stories to tell you, and this today was kind of inspired by a group call I did with my mastery coaching clients, and the topic of creating space came up, and I thought it was really interesting because today I also, it also took me 7 fucking hours, let's just be honest, to organize and declutter my home office. So if you've been listening to me for a while, November, we decided collectively that my mother was going to move in. And we went through this huge renovation where we put a big addition on our home and we moved out. We actually moved in with my mom for 4 months or 4 or 5 months. And then when we moved back in, we still don't have our own kitchen. We've been sharing a kitchen with my mom in her little mother-in-law suite. And then in the last few months, I've been traveling for work. So to say the least, the last almost year has been very chaotic. But the beauty of that is I've been able to manage it well and go with the flow and just, you know, do what I have to do. But with every season in our lives, we are also confronted with obstacles and just work that has to get done. So, you know, if you have spring wherever you live, it's like you got to do some cleanup, right? And then the fall, it's kind of prepping for winter. And winter, it's kind of, you know, quiet. And then it's just making, you know, clearing the path, making sure you can get out of your driveway or doing whatever. So I told myself this summer, we were just going to lay low. We were going to organize our home. We were going to get like grounded, rooted, you know, just cleaning up and making sure that we feel really solid in our home base. And my office is the number one area in the home, which has an interesting kind of story around it, because my office, when I started my business, I just started from the kitchen table, and I often work from the kitchen table. I don't always work from my office, and it's not a huge space. It's actually a very tiny room in the house. But a few years ago, we'd had exchange students come into our home from Spain and France, and we had one from Korea come in and stay with us for a little bit. And the first thing I do is I give up my office, and we would give up the office, and we would transform it into a guest bedroom. And then I would just work from anywhere. And I don't know why I did that, but that was just where I was at the time. And when I first started my business, and I'm sure some of you can relate to this, maybe not all, but I'm sure some of you can. I remember when we were in our old house. And so in our old house, we had 3 bedrooms and 3 children. And so at one point, all of our boys, actually at the end when we moved out, all of our boys were in 1 bedroom together. And then we had another room. And then my office was the 3rd room. And I remember when I decided to create an office in the house, I felt so mean, because I told myself that I didn't have the time or space to do that, and that I was just taking away from my children. And I did it anyways, even though I felt guilty. And so I had to ask myself, what is it that I want? And what is it that I need? And at that time, I needed space, as we all do. I needed space to create the desires and dreams that were within myself. And I knew that I wouldn't be able to do it at the kitchen table. I knew that I couldn't just open my laptop at that point. I needed a space to do that. And so that was when we decided to transform one of the boys' rooms into an office. And my husband was okay with it. But then this is what happened. Because I didn't declare the space, and I want you to think about how this shows up in your life. Because I didn't declare the space, that office became a dumping ground. And every single time, you know, there was clutter somewhere, it went into the office, and then there was piles and piles and piles of crap all over the floor. And then I was angry and resentful. And I remember the same thing happening in our new house when I declared this little spot in the house, in the basement. It's like not even a bedroom. It's got a little window, but there's no, There's no closet or anything. And, you know, we were moving. It's like, oh, just put the boxes in the office. Just put the boxes in the office. Because I wasn't declaring my space. And then the kids would go in there and they would start fucking around with my shit. And then I would lose my mind. And it's because I didn't declare my space. So with this whole renovation going on, our whole house, all the energy in our home has been like, you know, all mixed up and disorganized and chaotic. And it doesn't matter who you are. You could be highly sensitive. You can be empathetic. We're all affected by energy. And so I know that myself and all of the kids, everyone who lives in the home, are affected by energy. When there's clutter around you, you feel cluttered in your mind. So today I had a friend come over and I declared, I was like, I need to take back control of my office. And not even that, just paperwork and all of that. So we went through the papers, we created a system, a filing system, pay attention to me, ASAP, things to file, like whatever. And so it was all organized. And we went through everything painfully. And I'm telling you right now, if I didn't have somebody helping me, I would have like taken a nap, I would have stopped, I would have ran away. I did not want to do it. It took 7 fucking hours and we're not even done. We took everything out of the room and we slowly put everything back in the room that fit. And all of the papers, I had to go one by one by one by one and say, what is the purpose of this? What is the purpose of this? So right now, I've taken back control of my space. I've declared the space. And guess what? A few weeks from now, shit might start piling up again. But the thing is, we don't just declare space once and expect our lives to be perfect. We have to internally make a declaration to ourselves every single day. And this is not selfish. This is what healthy looks like. Because when I am in communication and relationship with somebody else who has healthy boundaries, someone else who makes declaration of space in their life, they are calm, they are cool, and they are collected because they know what they want and they ask for it. There's no drama. There's no resentment because they're living in alignment with how they want to feel. So I want you to think, do you know anybody? Have you ever been in a relationship with someone? And when I say relationship, it doesn't have to be an intimate relationship. It could be a friend or even a colleague where, you know, you might say something to them and you know that they're not taking it personally because, you know, they have enough emotional intelligence to let that roll off their back. They're not frustrated with you all the time. They're not causing drama or gossiping or chaos. They're just living their life in alignment and it feels easy to be around them. It feels easy to be in a relationship. It's because these people have boundaries. These people have declared space in their life. And so today I felt so frustrated. I was like, at one point, I'm like, I'm wasting so much time getting organized. But we just went through a huge life transition where we added somebody to the home. You know, we pretty much renovated half of our house. And in order to declare space for yourself, and in this case, I'm talking about physical space, but this also goes with energetic space. This goes with mental space. In order to declare space for yourself in your life, you have to invest the time and energy in doing so. And you're not going to like it. It's not always going to be kitty cats and rainbows. You're not always going to feel good about it. You have to make a declaration to the universe, letting them know, let the universe know exactly what you want. And if you don't, somebody else will. So I found this little photo on Instagram and I wanted to share it with you. It was a little meme and it says, "She's so lucky." And then underneath it says, translation. She is willing not to be liked, to do it scared, to fail, to be wrong, to do what others won't, to get criticized, be a beginner, contradict herself, sacrifice gratification and comforts, to let go of people and her past identity, to pivot, invest, lose money, feel uncertain, look stupid, do anything to create support if her family or partner don't support her, to do what it takes to keep moving forward and love herself even when others don't. So my message for you today is I hope that you have the courage to declare the space that you crave to feel in control.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life quiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.